Just in time for Passover, Recustom, formerly Haggadah.com, has released a Wicked, inspired Haggadah as well as two additional Haggadahs, just three examples of the ways the website appeals to those looking for more personalized Seder experiences. Along with the Wicked, inspired Haggadah, there's a Haggadah for Peace, as well as a 10-minute Seder. The trio of creative Haggadahs are available along with hundreds of other Haggadahs as a free download at Recustom.com. Our Wicked, inspired Haggadah brings together Jewish tradition and pop culture in a way that makes the Seder experience both meaningful and entertaining, Eileen Levinson, founder and executive director of Recustom, said. It's designed for families who appreciate both their heritage and a bit of Hollywood and Broadway flair. The Wicked, inspired Haggadah features song parodies, original commentaries and gifts from Wicked. Kicking off the Haggadah is the song, Passover, meant to be sung to the tune of the Stephen Schwartz penned, popular. One of the more well-known songs from the hit musical, it's sung by Kristen Chenoweth in the staged version and Ariana Grande in the recent film adaptation. But on Passover, the parody will be sung by whomever wishes to join in on the fun. A sample lyric from the winning Pesach version, Passover. It's gonna be Passover. Say no to that leavened bread, matzahs here instead. Other highlights include a humorous commentary about avoiding water around witches during handwashing and reimagining the Karpas ritual through the perspective of Elphabah, the story's green-skinned protagonist. Esther Kustanowitz, a writer and co-host of Jewish pop culture podcast, The Bagel Report, authored the parody lyrics for the Wicked Haggadah. In fact, the musical-inspired Haggadah is just her latest personalized Haggadah that contemporizes Passover ritual with pop culture references. In previous years, the Los Angeles content creator has made a Schitt's Creek Haggadah, inspired by the acclaimed television comedy, as well as a Heroes Haggadah. The latter draws on influences as wide-ranging as Marvel's The Avengers and HBO's hit fantasy drama Game of Thrones. In an interview, Kustanowitz said she has a particular set of skills, ones well suited for creating pop culture-inspired Haggadahs. She described the work that goes into it as a labor of love. Recustom, to be sure, makes the process relatively pain-free. The website provides users with an easy-to-use digital platform for creating Haggadahs that reflect their own values and interests. They can choose from thousands of options for blessings, activities, skits and prayers. Another option is customizing already existing Haggadahs. Currently, the website is home to hundreds of free Haggadahs, including Comedy Seder, featuring parodies, skits and jokes for a not-so-serious Seder, a Haggadah for Justice, which offers a compilation of readings about equality, human rights and civil rights, and a coloring book Haggadah, suitable for both kids and grown-ups. As previously reported by the journal, Recustom's brand of do-it-yourself Judaism is not a new phenomenon, but the idea of engaging with Jewish life and traditions in a more self-directed and personal way, outside of mainstream institutions, has increasingly caught on among young adults in recent years, particularly with those who feel disconnected from traditional synagogue settings. A nonprofit, Recustom describes its mission as supporting and helping people create, adapt, and explore Jewish rituals on their own terms. The organization sees its community as those who feel unable to adapt Jewish rituals to meet their needs. That's where we come in, drawing on insights from our deep history, our own lived experiences, and the wisdom of our community and partners. We offer abundant tools and resources to help shape rituals that work for each of us. Learn more at Recustom.com.